Bezas Hashem, we're learning Mishnah Berurah in Simon Chav Zayin, Shin number 64, Sifches. That's Simon Chav Zayin, Sifches, Shin number 64. We're discussing here the length of the Ritzua. How long does the Ritzua, does the strap of the Shalyad of the arm have to be? So we're going to say that you put on the Tefillin Shalyad, put it on your arm, you go around to make the Kesha, around your arm, then you bring it straight down over your forearm without any krichas, without any wrappings. Go around, the length of it has to be go around your fingers three times, and then you make your like stability of the kesher or go around it once. That's the length of your tefillin shaliyad, the ritzua. That's what it has to be, the minimum. Now, we're going to see, of course, that we have a minhag of going seven times around the forearm. Mechaber said, we're going Shulchan Aruch now, right? There's many other opinions. He says six or seven. So let's go with Shulchan Aruch now. So he says, that's not what we're discussing with the minimum length. Let's see the words inside now. Oirich Ritzua Shel Yad, the length of the Ritzua of the Yad is Kedei Shetagif Es Hazroya, that you can go around the arm. V'yikshur Mimena HaKesher, and you tie the Kesher of the Tefillin, the knot of the Tefillin, which means going around it, over the by the bias, v'simotzach, and you would stretch it al etzba insoyis until the middle finger. V'yichroich, and then yichroich mimena al etzboi shloisha krichos v'yikshar. Then you wrap it around your finger three times. That's the length of it. Noigim ha'olam lichroich al etzroi yeshisha ayshiva krichos. It's interesting because he says the minig is to wrap. What page you have there? 33. Okay, so it's in page 33 in the Paralacha edition with the pictures from Rav David Hirschlita, and he says that it's interesting how the Chabri says to do, go up around six or seven times. And the Rama ends, Ve'in lichrich haretzua alatitura kedei lachozka al yad. Do not, says the Rama, take the retzua, the strap, and go over the titura, the flat front part of the tefillin, do not do that. And the reason we're going to see is because, I know Sfardim might do this, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Is because the ritzua has less kedusha than the bayis, than the tefillin have. So therefore, you don't want to put that which has less kedusha on top of that which has more kedusha.
The
ritzua means strap.
It has
less kedusha than the tefillin, than the bias.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I said it backwards?
Well, you said...
Okay, fine, but we got it right now. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah in Sif Kotin Lamed, the bottom 12 lines of the page. Shloisha krichay, so we're discussing here the length of the ritzua, the minimum length of the ritzua of the yad, of the strap. So he says here, you wrap three wrappings around your middle finger. Shnayim beperek ha-tachtoin ve'echad beperek emsoi. Now, the perek ha-tachtoin is the area between the middle joint and your hand. Okay? Closer to your hand. That's the perek ha-tachtoin. Closer to your hand, your palm. So two around here and one in the front closer to your nail. Or, we're going to say the other way around. Two in the front, and one in the back. So they're different in Hagim, which the Mishnah brings down both of them. And he says further, the middle joint, in between the middle joint, and afterwards two by the perek ha-tachtoin. Now these wrappings around the fingers should be done after your shelroish is properly resting on your head. After it's properly resting on your head. And the main reason for that is because it's not really a chelik of the actual mitzvah itself. And since it's not a chelik of the mitzvah itself, the ikar mitzvah, so you don't want to create a hefsik. That's the main point. We'll take questions in a minute. That's first when you share sifkot laman alf and laman beis. Oy shiva. So we said, Mechaber says, wrap the ritzuas. We have a minute to go six or seven times around the forearm. Vanan again and shiva. The Mishnah says seven. So perhaps a suggestion as to why he's seven times around the forearm is as follows. One of the kavanas that we're supposed to have before we put on the tefillin, and when we're wearing tefillin, is that tefillin is a reminder HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. There are 7 days of the week. By the way, the Kuzari says there's a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bari olam, because no matter where in the world you are, there's always 7 days to the week. I know there are those who try to make it 10 and this and that, but we're not going into that now. Every place in the world, says the Kuzari, is a raya to the bari olam, is the master of the world. That being the case, you have seven krichos corresponding to 7 days of the week to remind us of this nekuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mashkiach aleinu, is watching over every single act of our day. He says further, Shari Tshuva says, only make these seven krichos on your arm. Meaning what? Not like the Gemara says to do, people do sometimes, the loiktsas shenoigim lasses gimel kriches ala kibayris v'dalet ala zroya. Some make three by the muscle, and then four in the forearm. Now, you have seven. But the Shari Tshuva says, don't do that. Put seven on the forearm. You could have more above, just as long as you have seven over here. Yeah. There are different minhagim that there are those that try to make a shin over here, but he's not discussing that right now. There are always like different offshoots of minhagim. Siv katan lamed beis. If ein lich roich, don't wrap, says the Rama, the Ritzua on top of the titura, which is the front end of the flat part of the tefillin. Okay, the bayis, the high part, and then the titura is the front part, the mavarta is the back part. So he says, don't do that. Why not? You already fulfilled the ukshartem, the tying of the tefillin when you have it going through the mavarta. The mavarta is the back part of the tefillin that the ritzua, the strap, goes through. Just like by tefillin shel roish, you wear your tefillin on your head. How does it stay in your head? Because in the back part of the tefillin, there's the mavarta. Mavarta is where the ritzua goes through the tefillin. So that's where you already have your kesher. That's your kesher already. The kevon she'ei mitzvah klal b'kricho, since there's no actual mitzvah by the wrapping, l'chein ein lohanicho, turn the page on the next side of the page, ala titura, don't put the ritzua, the strap, on the titura. Why? Because the titura has a higher level of kedusha. So since it has a higher level of kedusha, he's saying don't put the titura, the strap on the titura. Those who have the minig of putting the shel roish on before they wrap the seven krichos around their arm, I believe Ramayisha would put on three krichos, and then put on the shel roish. But let's say those don't put any krichos, because we discussed the mechaber like that. The mechaber said not to put on the krichos until afterwards, until after your shel roish. We said over in the Arizal that the Arizal said to put on the seven krichos and then your shel roish. But then he says here, Yeshayim de yochelich recharetzua laktsitza shloi tamush tfilo shel yad nemekayma ad sheniach shel roish. So what you could do is take your ritzua, and you want to stabilize the shel yad. Well, what helps to stabilize the shel yad? The krichos on your arm. But if you're not doing that till after you put in the shel roish, so what's going to stabilize it? So you could, in that case, temporarily put the ritzua on top of the tefillin, hold it there, because it's not, you're not saying there's more kedusha for the ritzua on top of the tefillin. You're keeping it in the right place. You put in the shel roish, and then afterwards you untie it, if you will, and you put it on your arm and your fingers. Continues over here, and it says, Amisha bati yod of tzoris vat tefillin nodim imekoimam aydeza yochel lichrech sov vatitura kedilachoskam. Artz Zechayim. So the Malbim says in Artz Zechayim that if a person has, let's say his sleeve is a narrow sleeve, he can't push it up well, and his sleeve is pushing the tefillin, not that it's in the wrong place, but that's too low, but it's just not keeping the right spot. In that case, if need be, there's a leniency, says the Artz Zechayim, that you can take the ritzua and go over the titura to stabilize in the right spot. It's ideal, it's best. You know, sometimes you wear a shirt and all of a sudden you put on the shirt, it's hard to get up your arm. So you're wondering, like, what's going on here? You know, this type of shirt, sometimes you keep it for Shabbos. You know, because if it's a white Shabbos, you keep that for Shabbos. Because you're not wearing tefillin on Shabbos. But during the week, you want to be able to get your sleeve up high enough and not start pushing your tefillin around. We now are going to begin and learn Simchat Zayin Siftes. And I want to ask you to do me a favor. Keep this in your memory bank. Simchat Zayin, everyone here in person, everyone online, everyone in the recordings. This is no less or no more as important as the halachas we just learned of the tefillin shel yad and the correct place in tefillin shel yad. But most people don't see other people's tefillin shel yad. Why not? Because as we have learned, because it's covered. It's l'chol ha'ois v'lo l'acherim. But we do see other people's tefillin shel rosh. And unfortunately, there is a problem that exists. People think they put on tefillin and the tefillin are below their original hairline. And that being the case, they are making a bracha levatala. And they are not putting on tefillin, rachman l'tzlan. As we'll see now here in this halacha, Simen Chavzayin Siv Tes. And I'm going to share with you an Aruch HaShulchan as well. And I will tell you, all the places say the same thing. When I say all, there's maybe one shita, not like this, that I've seen. And the bottom line is, we don't paskin like that. The tefillin have to be above the original hairline. It does matter far above. Sure it does. We're going to discuss it. We'll learn it one step at a time. So, tefillin have to be above the original hairline, not past the soft spot of the baby's head. So it doesn't matter how far above, right? It can be, you know, where it's past, you know, you're ready, the back towards your head. You know. It can or can't is relevant. The halach is it has to be in between the soft spot of the baby's head and above the original hairline. And why I'm telling you to remember this is because if you see somebody who's tefillin or below his original hairline, it is incumbent upon everyone, not just what you call the rabbi's job, everyone, Yirei Shemayim, to politely go over to the person and suggest to him that the tefillin should be made correctly to fit his head. And we'll see this is exactly the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, also of the Aruch HaShulchan, and the other places as well. Now, if you don't know how to do it, at least bring to his attention that it has to be done and he should take care of it. Says the Mechaber Siftes. Mokoyim ha'nochas tefillah shel rosh. The place where the tefillin shel rosh belong, the place where the tefillin shel rosh belong, is mehascholos ikrei ha'seor, from the beginning of the ikrei ha'sar, mitzchoy on your forehead, when your head where the hair is, ad soif ha'magim shemayich shatina kroifes, until the soft spot of the baby's head. So we're going upward. Okay? Now, it's the original hairline. I, Baruch Hashem, have joined the club of receding hairlines. Okay? That's not the issue of, well, I used to have. No. It's the original place where your hairline was. From that point, going up until the soft spot of the baby's head. And as we'll see, that the Poesim explained that this, that the Gemara says, there's a mokum barosh, that you can put two tefillin on your heads. And as I was just by the Kaisel, and I mentioned, I saw a yid taking off two tefillin at one time, okay, on his head, and they were going backwards, not side by side, but one in front of the next.
So that's supposed to be.
Yes, that is correct. I mean, it's supposed to be. Not everybody wears like that. What do you mean?
Side by side. I never saw side by side.
No. That's what I'm saying. Now, when we say Makom Shebarosh, right, there is one opinion which we don't paskin with, but it means going front and back. That's what it means, you have enough place. Obviously, it's smaller size tefillin. There's no question about it. Not big tefillin, or else it's not going to fit. Says the Mishnah here in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. Ikrei Yasar. Perush. This that it says, the Bein Einecho. Lav Mamishu. The Mishnah is coming to explain that it says Bein Einecho. The tefillin have to be where? In between your eyes. In between your eyes. So it doesn't mean literally in between your eyes. So it doesn't mean literally in between your eyes. It means the place on your head that is located in between your eyes. The Gamrinim Guzerish, how do we know this? because we learn in Gezeirah Shavah mi lo yisasimu korcha beyineichem. There's an iser for a person to go overboard and pull out his hair when he hears about Rachman al-Islan, the patira of someone. Someone died. If someone dies and a person is going to rip his clothing in such a way, or his hair, and pull out his hair in such a way that is too much, lo yisasimu korcha bein einechem. Don't put a karcha, what's a karcha? A bald spot. Where should not put it? Bein einechem, between your eyes. Ha'amar eitzel meis, that's talking about a mace. Malo halu makim sha'isa karcha hu v'hu b'ray. Just like over there, it's talking about a place where you make the karcha is on your head. Afka maskel makim tefillin mimakim sha'ish sha'ichus karcha. So too over here, where do the tefillin belong? On the head, where it's sha'ich to have a karcha. Now your forehead is bald anyway. There's no hair on your forehead. Tefillin don't belong in the forehead. Da'ayinu mimakim ha'schalas tzmichas ha'sayir sh'barosh. Where do the tefillin belong? Not below where the hair starts to come out on your head. Not below that. Listen to these words now. V'rabim nichsholim b'isir zeh. And many people make a mistake with this. V'toyim loymar, and they make a mistake and say, she'hakotze ha'elyoin maslin v'okam ha'seyer. And they say that the kotze elyoin, the top part of the tefillin masla begins mimakom eser, from the place where the hair is, and then the majority part of the tefillin is resting on their forehead. Ve'oivrim al iser daraisa, they transgress in iser daraisa. The whole hatfillin tzrichin liyois munochin b'mokim sheish korcha. The whole entire tefillin, meaning from beginning to end, have to be on the head, b'makom she'ish karcha, in a place where there could be a bald spot, meaning the head, not what? Not the forehead. The forehead means before the head, right? It has to be on the head. Da'ainu she'yeh afilu kotze ha'tachtoin she'latitur ha'munach ha'makom ha'scholes ikri ha'seir. Meaning, the end, the front of the tefillin, have to be above the spot of the original hairline. When I say above, it could be on it also, but we're going to see when to pull it back a drop. Because if it sometimes falls forward, suddenly you have an issue. Aval ein lashkiach lemi sheyesh leisayis aruches sheshoyichvin ad chatzi hametzach laniach shama tefillin. He says, it's incorrect to place the tefillin. Sometimes people have more hair in the front, a little longer hair in the front. And then they figure, okay, so I can put the tefillin where the hair goes on my forehead. In the meantime, they're wearing the tefillin in the wrong place. Ki aschalas makom ha'tefillin, the beginning of the place of the tefillin belong. Sarich liyois me'aschalas ikri asar shebepadachos lamayla. From the beginning of the hair on the head and upward towards the middle spot of the baby's head. That's why he says now, this next line, he says, V'yoyisir toiv, it's better lo'aniach tzas l'mayla mishir zeh, d'ho makom yesh b'roi shal niach shtei tefillin. K'deish lo yishamet l'mato ad ala metzach. So he says, you can put the tefillin up to the place, the original place where your hair starts to come out. Better to put it a drop higher. Because if it slips down a drop, you'll still be okay.
What does it mean ala metzach?
Metzach is a faret. Don't put it on the metzach. Right. Now, the chol hamenichin al hametzach, who mean the karoyim, it's the ways of karoyim, karites, tztukim, v'loy osso hamitzvah. And a person did not do the mitzvah. Rachman l'tzlon. You hear this? A person is going to shul, a person is taking out his tefillin, a person is putting on the tefillin, a person is making a bracha. It's not like, you know, you try to get people, you want to put a tefillin today, and he puts it on. The person's doing the mitzvah, but he's not doing the mitzvah, because he's not putting the tefillin in the right spot. V'loy osa ha-mitzvah. Now look at this next line. Why did I suggest to remember, where is this halacha? Simen chof zayin, sif tes. Because, says the Mishnah here, v'chol baal nefesh yazir l'chaveirov, v'yalamdein, shlei koshlo bazeh. Every baal nefesh should tap his friend on the shoulder and let him know the correct spot of the tefillin if he's not here at the shir and doesn't know it. So that the person should not fall in the category of a poisha yisob agufan, of a sinner of klai yisob of his body. And this is what's called a karkafta head that do not wear tefillin. And the bracha is a bracha levatola. The tefillin shemunochin shlobim koyman have a kimunochin bekisan. Tefillin that are not in the right place are like they're resting in the bag. It's like a person never put on tefillin. And if he moved that to the right place, so put it back immediately as soon as possible. As you notice, in regards to the bracha, so we learned early in Simon Chafes, if you'd base, the Shlach Kodesh said that b'shas tfila, it's not a hefsek, and you don't make him the bracha. That's what the Shlach Kodesh said, if they moved that to the right spot. Now, I want to turn straight to the Aruch HaShulchan, which is also found in Simon Chaf Zayin, Siv Chaf. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simon Chav Zayin Siv Chav, after he tells us the same din that the tefillin belong on your head, not your forehead, and it begins from the where your hair starts to grow, then he says like this: V'yesh lahazir lehamoyin al kacha. We should instruct others, the masses, on this hamoyin kasher inu beinenu, as we see with our own eyes. Shirabim noisim hashal roish. That many people, this is nothing new unfortunately, many people are wearing their tefillin shalroish on their forehead. Woe to that embarrassment. Because a person who wears a tefillin on his forehead has never fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. And they make a brachal vatala. And unfortunately the punishment for them is very great. So he gives a reason for this. Betfilin hagedoylim, verifyon haksharim, large sized tefillin and weak knots. Vegam rabim toyim lemar, and many people make a mistake and they say shabemakoyim shekalus hanochos haseir, that where your hair ends, that's where you can put the tefillin. That's a mistake, like we said in the Mishnah Berurah. But rather where the hair starts to grow from. Very easy. Now look at this. That's why, once again, this could be you as well. I'm sure it is you. Very easy. I've seen many God-fearing Jews. And they see people's tefillin. If the tefillin shoroish is resting in the right spot or not. And if it's not in the right spot, misaknim, fix it for them, liyois karoi, to be in the right spot. V'ashrei chelkom uschorim goldom oid. And fortunate are these people, and the reward that they have is tremendous. So that's why I mentioned Simon Chof Zayin Siftes. The correct placement of the tefillin shel roish is above where the hair starts to come out from on your head, and then until the soft spot of the baby's head. They finish over here in Sifkat Lamed Dalet Ad Seif Hamakom Ratzolaymar Shekzei Hamavarto Shalat Filin Lo Yeh Munach Lemayla Mimakom Shemoichu Shaltina Grach, that the Kzei Hamavarto, the Mavarto where the Ritzu goes through the Filin, should not be higher up past the soft spot of the baby's head. So this is here Siftes. And it's Hashem, we will learn in Sif Yud, where the kesher, next year, where the kesher belongs, is in the back of the head.